To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with your host, David Pollack.
Okay, I don't mean to brag, but when I was a kid, I was lucky. And some of my friends were just as lucky as me, but I gotta admit, not all of them were. And don't get me wrong, I had my battles too. What I'm talking about is acne. But wait a minute. Today I'm not talking about teens. I want to talk to you about you and me. I want to talk about adult acne. Now, will most of us have faced acne as teenagers? Up to half of us adults face acne, and as we get older, it gets worse. So, I want to talk about how we can beat it, how many of us can overcome this. So today I want to break some of the myths about what causes acne and give you real answers to help you. Joining me today is Dr. Cheryl Selman. She's a woman's natural health expert. She's an educator, an author, has her own radio shows. And what I love about her is not just her professional credentials, but her commitment to an integrative healing approach. Doctor, welcome today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. You know, most people don't realize acne is caused by bacteria. And cleaning the pores, avoiding pore-clogging products like makeup or some of the other impurities, it can definitely make a difference. But those are all topical, and you go much, much deeper than that. So, you know, I remember there's an old myth about chocolate and how it can cause acne. And I don't necessarily believe it's the chocolate, but rather what's in the chocolate or some of the sodas or candy and some of these other things that, you know, you've talked about that affect us in many ways. Can you help shed some light on this myth?
Absolutely. You know, when you're dealing with the outbreak, and of course what happens with acne is that you have this overproduction of your sebaceous glands, and the bacteria tend to grow, so it gets red, inflamed, and then we put all the topical products, which can be more irritating to the skin. But that is the effect. That's not the cause. So my focus in my work has always been, let's get to the root cause. Acne, skin problems of any sort are symptoms. We can never heal it at the level of the symptoms. We have to go deeper and get to the underlying issues that are causing this to show up. And what we need to understand about the skin... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's kind of like when I get the sniffles. You know, you get a cold medicine that's going to solve the symptoms, but it's really not fighting my cold. And so here, you're going much deeper to help solve the problem. And so you're about to share with us some simple ideas and steps that we can do that.
Yes. Well, let me just say, first of all, if you don't address it at the root cause level, you don't get to the bottom of the problem, you'll never resolve the acne. So it's just crisis management all the time, which ultimately will potentially harm the skin, and you'll just be frustrated and stressed, which adds to skin problems. So, you know, one-third of all the impurities that come out of your body come out through the skin. It's the largest organ of our body. And we need to understand that because it's an organ of the body and it's reflecting how we deal with toxins, we need to then understand its toxins. So to cut to the chase, here are the root causes, you know, the simplest form of the majority of skin problems: toxic foods, a toxic body, and nutrient deficiencies. That's cutting to the chase. And our skin issues are really telling us that our body is suffering on some level. And generally, it's all three of those issues.
And let me say that one more time. You said toxic food. What was the second?
Toxic body.
Toxic body. And then the third was a nutrient deficiency?
Yes, nutrient deficiencies. Key nutrients support healthy skin, yep. Healthy detoxification. It's like when the sewer yep. system gets backed up, it's going to show up on our skin.
yep. And I got to tell you, a lot of women that have come to me from the chemical side actually try and hide it with putting on extra makeup, which to me just highlights it. They're clogging up the pores. They're making matters worse. And like you said, they're addressing the symptom but not the cause.
You know, absolutely. And some of those topicals are very are hard on the skin. They can strip
Definitely.
The skin of oils and protect it. So, you know, you can actually heal just about any skin issue that's going on if you're willing to make changes. And you need to understand your skin is giving you a message. I mean, every time you look in the mirror, you're seeing there's a message. It's just knowing how to read it and knowing what to do. Because if you go to your doctor about these issues, as you know, they will be prescribed antibiotics, topical ointments, disruptive chemicals for the skin. These are not going to heal it, you know, and so you have this vicious cycle. In fact, if you're prescribed antibiotics, if you have outbreaks that get inflamed and you have bacterial infection, those antibiotics will exacerbate the causes that are creating the skin problems. So it's a very vicious cycle, and we have to cut through that cycle. So there are some simple things that I recommend people can do that will make a big difference. If you're really committed to healing your skin and clearing it up, and not just, you know, getting rid of those outbreaks, but having a more radiant skin, which is ultimately the goal, and it is a reflection of the level and expression of our health. So, number one, the root cause of the foods that are the most destructive to our skin happens to be sugars. We're talking sodas, we're talking, candy, we're talking refined carbohydrates, sugar, which we're eating 175 pounds a year of. Sugar absolutely generates major causes that lead to skin issues. It will acidify the body. It will rob the body of nutrients. It will create inflammation in the body. It will create a toxic liver, and it will feed candida, which is a yeast overgrowth. And candida, this internal process that happens when we have antibiotics or steroids, will actually cause an overgrowth that leads to skin issues. All of those things, all of them, are caused or fed by sugar. So the first thing anyone who wants to get a handle on their skin is look at their diet. Are you doing a lot of sugary products of any sort?
Let me ask you, what about a sugar substitute? I recently changed my diet and switched to stevia.
There are two, you don't have to give up sweeteners. There are two, only two truly healthy sweeteners. One is stevia, okay, and one is xylitol. Uh-huh. And they taste like sugar, they provide sweetness, you can add them to anything, but they will not feed candida, they will not spike your insulin levels. You know, a lot of women have a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it causes hormonal imbalance and high testosterone, and they're insulin resistant, and it shows up as acne because they're producing a lot of testosterone-like chemicals, which is why young boys have a lot of acne. It's the testosterone. But this is driven by sugar. And sugar, number one, and number two, grains, particularly wheat. Wheat actually has a protein in it called gluten. A lot of people are very, very sensitive to gluten. Gluten blocks up your intestinal tract, causes toxins to be trapped, and causes inflammation and will show up as this reaction in your face. If people were willing, I mean, it sounds easy, but it's not easy for people to do. But it's critical, critical. So if you can cut back on wheat, eliminate wheat, and eliminate sugar, if you just try this for 1 month, I guarantee you, and then you have to add a few other things into the diet. You have to add zinc. People are very deficient in zinc, a very important mineral for immune system health, for repair, regeneration of your skin. 15 milligrams. People can go get some zinc. If you have white spots on your fingernails, it's a sign of zinc deficiencies. You can look for that. I recommend people do probiotics because our gut health, we talked about candida, this overgrowth of a yeast infection, contributes to skin issues. So pick up some good probiotics.
And I hate to say this, I've got to cut you here. We're running short of time. I got to tell you, you've given us a lot of information. I'd love to have you back in the future and learn about more things we can do by changing our diet to have healthier, more radiant skin. Would that be possible?
I would love to. Thank you for having me today.
I'm sorry it's so short. For more information, visit whatwomenmustknow.com. Dr. Selman, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll have you back soon.